Welcome back. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 and English Only with a Doctor. If you can hear it in my voice, I have a little cold. And this cold inspired today's set because we are in the period of change right now. Change in terms of temperature, change in terms of our environment because leaves are starting to fall off the trees, change in terms of even the way we eat because there's more comfort food when it starts to get cold. We don't see the sun as much. Our body changes. And if you are not into change, you're going to end up like me because I'm determined to enjoy summer until the end, and you'll see me on the water in my stand-up paddle wearing, you know, what I think is appropriate clothing, but evidently I'm not wearing enough layers because I have a cold. On that note, I thought I would deal with music that is what I feel in my heart of hearts relating to music is it's quite chaotic and I don't always love it. So I thought I would dive into the realm of jazz. And in the realm of jazz, we have a lot of, I don't know, again, I said chaotic. I think that's a really good word. There's a lot of liberal way of music vibe, I guess you could say. And on the epitome of something of that is where I come up with this lyricist and this musician and this poet from Canada. His name is Paul Haines. He's the father of Emily Haines. We're going to listen to her later on. She is not a jazz artist, but he, in his prime, he was known for his avant-garde, I guess, way of looking at jazz music. And it wasn't always loved. So Emily, in an interview with The Creative Dependent, talks about her father in this way. And the question was, your dad was a poet. How did that affect how you think about what you do? And she said, it's really interesting. You know, my father was very unsatisfied with his professional life. I thought the most punk rock thing I could do was to be involved with pop music because everything that I grew up with, everything in his realm was really avant jazz stuff. It kind of felt like his whole life, during his whole life, he was writing stuff that was really challenging and then being mystified and insulted when the whole world didn't get it. So we're going to listen to it. A little bit of how the whole world and perhaps create our own judgments and whether or not we get it. And this is a collaboration. This first song is a collaboration with Carla Bley and Paul Haines. And Carla Bley is described as she was a vocalist and a jazz artist and a really interestingly beautiful woman in the 70s and 80s. She almost had a Afro kind of hair, and she was known for this really big look. She looked a little bit like the white version of Imam, who is a model of at the same time where she was in her prime musically, I guess you could say. And she is described as her music style is unclassable. So let's take a listen.
If God had intended me to describe these birds, would he have given?
Funny bird feather in this with whim, wrung from intention to know him. Ah, but then I'm a funny bird to him. I like to flock a lot. I like to flock, yeah, a lot.
Do you get that? I'm not sure I get it, but I think it's really interesting. The song itself is called Funny Bird. I couldn't get anything more from what I can from what I just told you. It was by Carla Bley and a collaboration with Paul Haynes. And like I said, like his daughter said about him, very, very adeptly described how he created this music and had this vision that he worked really hard on, and it wasn't always accepted. Isn't that almost like the burden that the true artist has on their shoulders, is that, you know, they see life in a different light, and not everybody sees it the same way. I could say the same with dyslexics. So just before we start this set, mostly focusing on jazz, I thought I'd bring you a poem from Paul Haynes' first published book. I think he published two. It was called Secret Carnival Workers. It was published in 1981, I think. And this is one of the poems. It's called Hello. Alone for 3 months in a missing room, happy as a proverb. Sa tête une sorte de gargouillette. Follicles of unthought, thought curled tightly through his head in such spiritual elegance as perform in silence instead. The next song on our list is by Barbara Leica. It's called The Food Song, and I selected it simply because this is the first time, I think, in my whole life where I really loved a jazz song. So here we go. This is Barbara Leica.
Give myself a treat. Sadness tastes like French fries, and anger tastes like wine. They're only pastry, but give them time. Hey, I had a bad night, so I wrapped it up in pie and let it bake. So all my feelings taste like tender flake. Oh joy, my mom just called and she's appalled. Walk it off, circle the block. The cookies and cream are starting to talk to me. I'm just crazy, but crazy tastes so good. Crazy tastes so nice. Crazy tastes like never had to go outside. Here we go now. Hey, I had a bad day, so I ate it all.
And I'm stuffed. Hey, I had a bad day. Now, I think I've shared this song with you by Angèle Arsenault, and she brought Acadian music and the Cajun spirit back into French Canadian music in the 70s and 80s. And one of her songs was Moi Je Mange, and I thought this reminded me a little bit of that. It's not at all the same genre, but it made me feel happy, because I certainly do feel happier when I'm eating something I enjoy, specifically green beans. I don't know what it is about green beans, but it makes me happy. I literally eat them and go yum, 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 yum. So if you have a bad day, have an apple, have a cake, and have some green beans. I'm sure that's what the doctor ordered. On that note, I'll give you a little bit of information about Barbara Leica. She is a jazz singer based in Toronto, and she's been on the music scene since 2013, where she won a finalist in an international jazz contest. And she has been performing live her really unique versions of lyrical versions of what jazz is for her. And right now she is on tour in Alaska. So if you are interested to see her and you are in Cambridge or Anchorage, or I don't know where the towns in Alaska are, because I'm not well versed in geography of the United States, but see her. She sounds fantastic. She looks like she's a hoot to watch on. Watch live. She's certainly interesting to watch in her videos. Now, the next song on the list on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor is a song by the Heavyweights the Heavyweights Brass Band. Now, this is a completely different feel to jazz, but also really interesting. So as you can hear, that was a slightly different kind of, I think that's more of a traditional jazz vibe than what we heard from Barbara Laika. These guys are known for their upbeat, happy, kind of make you feel good brass sound. So they are, the band members are John Pittman, Paul Metcalf, RJ Nathan, and that's a horrible way to pronounce his name, Tom Richards and Lowell Whitney, and they all have different specialties. So John Pittman, he's the hornman, and he's got this high vibe when he just has amazing an amazing kind of feel when his music, he has a commercial salsa background, he brings that into his songs. It's fantastic. So again, This is new for me. This is all new because jazz for me in general, I have felt that it's way too chaotic. It doesn't stay on a beat. I was trained a ballet dancer for a long, long, long time. And, you know, being in control was really, really important. And that is the exact opposite, I feel, when I listen to jazz. I feel like it's super, super stimulating and really exciting. And I don't know where to put my hands or look, where to put my eyes. It's really almost like an out-of-body experience for me. This next song is from Ellen Dotti. Is called No Good Man. And I have to apologize for those who prefer male voices. From this point forward, there's quite a few female voices. So this is Ellen Dotti, and she's got a lovely, mesmerizing, harmonious voice that will just bring you into her songs. And the lyrics she tells, or the story she tells with her lyrics, is just, I don't know, fantastic.
She slaved all day, all dolled up just the way he likes it. Mashed gravy, marinated filet, made just the way he likes it. She knew what that meant. He'd be home, drunk and late again. How many times did she wonder and dream of the man he could be? Too much to ask. No.
That was Ellen Dotti with No Good Man from her 2014 album Gold. Now, Ellen Dotti is a soulful Canadian vocalist. I think you could hear that in the music we just heard. And what I really loved about this song is that I feel like every single musical instrument in that song followed the depth and the breadth and the soul of her voice. I just thought it was a groundbreaking song. Now, the reason why I say that is because I feel like she combines not just jazz, but soul and folk and something, just her own kind of eclectic vibe into her music. She describes herself as a true storyteller who works as an intimate and as a personal with her handwritten lyrics. She has immense talent in songwriting, as you can hear, and she is originally from Okotoks, Alberta. So if you know anything about Okotoks, it's just, or Alberta, it's a town slightly north south of Calgary. And she was there for years, and then she more recently moved to Edmonton, Alberta, and it has recently signed a label with a Toronto-based company. I think this is fantastic. Her latest, most recent album is called Come Fall, and it's something you should probably look up. The next song on the list is by Nikki Yanofsky, and it's called Something New, because that's the theme of today, something new as we change and don't get a cold when you're determined to wear summer clothes when it's not summer anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You'll never see the likes of me.
Yeah.
That was Nikki Yanofsky and something new from her 2014 album, Little Secret. What impresses me the most about this particular artist isn't that she's Canadian, her name and my name are very similar, and isn't that she's from Montreal, Quebec and has such a lovely voice. It's none of those things that you've heard. It's actually how young she is. She is 29 years old today, or in February. Sorry, she'll be 30. And that album was published in 2014. She has got music from 2010 and 2008. And what I think is really fantastic about this woman is that she has such sophistication in her lyrics and in her voice at such a young age. I find that kind of talent remarkable. The Einsteins or the box of musical jazz, I think that's found in this woman's voice. The next song on the list is not so, I wouldn't consider him a sophisticated songwriter in terms of wisdom in his lyrics, but he is certainly fun to watch live. He died in 2002 of cancer, unfortunately, 2022 of cancer, and left his wife and his two daughters mourning for him. And I know that they're still mourning for him today, but this man I've seen live in concert, he was standing in front of me on my table as I was eating. He was fantastic. His band was amazing. And they were such a hoot to watch live. It's not so jazzy as it is big band, but this is Big Rude Jake and Mercy for the Monkey.
The river surrenders to the bayou. I'm gonna set a trap. I'm gonna bag a monkey man. Gonna make myself some monkey tail stew. I'm gonna get a cedar box from that old general store. Cut a hole in it the size of a peach. I'm gonna fill that cedar box with licorice and sugar cane, and tie that cedar box to a tree. That's all it takes, and I say, Lord, have mercy on a monkey man. But that monkey man is such a fool. Monkey loves his candy, and monkey loves his pain. Gonna get myself some monkey tail stew. Ambles off to that sweet cedar box, and before he can know what it's about, he can squeeze a hand into that tight little hole, but he can't pull the sweet candy out. So the monkey sits all day and all night with his hand on a candy in a hole. And the monkey can't sleep, but the monkey just can't let go. And I say, Lord, have mercy on a monkey man. For that monkey man is such a fool. Monkey loves his candy, and monkey loves his pain. Gonna get myself some monkey tail stew. I am, and I fear the monkey man. I fear that I am bound to be like he. I do the
by this dogged desire. Oh Lord, will surely be the death of me. And I say, Lord, have mercy on a monkey man. For that monkey man is such a fool. Monkey loves candy and monkey loves pain. Gonna get myself some monkey tails too. And I say, Lord, have mercy on a monkey man. For that monkey man is such a fool. Monkey loves candy and monkey loves pain. Gonna get myself some monkey tails too.
You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor. You just heard Big Rude Jake and Mercy for the Monkey from his 1999 album, Big Rude Jake. So a little bit about Big Rude Jake. He was born in St. Catharines, Ontario in 1963, and he had been, before his passing, he had been on the music scene from 1990 to his eventual passing, which was in 2022. And what I think is fantastic, like I said, live, my gosh, some of my greatest memories of Edmonton, Alberta, is surrounded by this man, Big Rude Jake, as he was standing with singing in front of me and dancing on our table. I just thought it was fantastic. So when I was comparing him to Nicki Yanofsky, I said that Nicki was a very old soul in her heart, and I thought that she was very sophisticated compared to what we're listening to Big Rude Jake. I know that their styles are slightly different, but they sing lyrically. They have stories to tell, which I think are very interesting. Just to give you an idea of where his level of creativeness it came from and where it stemmed from compared to Nicki. So I said Nicki was in 2010. In 2008, she was singing. So she's currently 30, almost 30. And she was singing like this. She was creating music with such soul when she was in her mid-teens, where someone like Big Rude Jake, who is also fantastic in his own right, we're looking at a 1999 album and he was already 30, in his mid-30s. So I think that's, from my perspective, when you have somebody that's so savant with words and music and how to be able to play the audience, I am just in awe with Nicki Yanofsky. And I'm also in awe with this next artist, who is Jill Barber. I've also seen her live in a folk music, at a folk music festival. This is not so jazzy, more folky, but I thought I'd bring her in anyway because she is one of my favorite Canadian artists. This is Jill Barber and Never Quit Loving You.
As long as this world keeps on spinning around, I'll keep hanging on to this love that I've found. I won't let go, 'cause I know I have something that is true, and I will never, ever quit loving you. There will be days when you get down, and you've got to find ways to keep your feet on the ground. Oh, but honey, please remember, even when I'm feeling blue, that I will never, never, ever quit loving you. Kissing and kissing. Oh, and love me like you do. And I will never, ever quit loving you. And I will never, ever quit loving you.
That was Jill Barber from her 2013 album, excuse me, 2008 album, Chances, which so happens to be her first album. Now, what I really like about Jill Barber is that it's not that she changes her style, but I think the musical, from a vocalist perspective, her voice is always really robust and kind of penetrates your soul. But what I've listened, when I've listened to her albums, she's changed her the musical accompaniment to her songs. So in this particular song, it was one way, and then she's done two albums that were completely in French and has almost like a Parisian kind of feel. She's also recently, in 2020 and 2018. 2020 was her last French album called Entre Nous, and her last English-speaking album, Homemaker, has a more jazzy vibe, which she published in, which came out in 2023. The next song on the list is by May Ray, and it's New For Me, May Ray.
Supposed to feel at home, he feels when I've never been in love before.
Samaya Rea is a singer-songwriter hailing from Vancouver, BC, and she obviously has a very jazz influence. And it is remarkable on how she tries to move her voice. And she apparently has been singing professionally since the age of 12. I just love it when their singers are young and when they're so talented at young ages. I just love it. Because I see that there's the difference between vocation and career, or, you know, being called to do something. I think that that is just remarkable when you have that privilege to be able to share your talent with people. So great for her, and lucky for us, because we got to enjoy her music. This particular song, new for me, was created during COVID from her first album, Can You See Me? Now, the next song on the list is another one by Big Rude Jake, and it is Dinner with the Devil. So I hope when you guys get home tonight and you make your wonderful meals for your family and you sit at the table that you are not eating with the devil, but you're just being entertained.
When the devil came to dinner, our mom was quite impressed. She said, "Why can't you be more like our esteemed satanic guest? And he always knows just what to say and how exactly to behave, and makes for such a pleasant stay as he plots to steal our souls away. And you may call it irony when coincidence collides, but I've had dinner with the devil and I have seen the light. And you may call it righteousness when civility survives, but I've had dinner with the devil and I know nice from right." Never tell a dirty joke, or ever swore, or even smoked, or interrupted other folk. And you may call it irony when coincidence collides, but I've had dinner with the devil and I have seen the light. And you may call it righteousness when civility survives, but I've had dinner with the devil and I know nice from right. When the nicest girl we knew knocked off a local grocery with a loaded 32, and she never wore her dress too tight, or ever stayed out late at night, or ever strayed from teacher's sight, cause she was always so polite. And you may call it irony when coincidence collides, but I've had dinner with the devil and I have seen the light. And you may call it righteousness when civility survives, but I've had dinner with the devil and I know nice from right. Yes, I got it. And our mom says she's changed her mind about the devil's brood. They may be evil, so she thinks, but at least they're never rude. And hasn't he got lovely hair? And hasn't he got looks to spare? With etiquette and graceful flair, as he pulls out a lady's chair. And you may call it irony when coincidence collides, but I've had dinner with the devil and I have seen the light. And you may call it righteousness when civility survives, but I've had dinner with the devil and I know nice from right.
That was Big Rude Jake and Dinner with the Devil from his album Defiance. The next song on the list is a little bit different. It is jazz, but it's not jazz. It's by a band called Bad Bad Not Good, and they do this collaboration with X Tyler. It's fantastic. I'm not going to talk about it. I want you just to live it, and then we'll talk about it in just a second. Here you go. Enjoy on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. Thank you.
Alright, good.
I tell him to eat a dick quicker than Mexican sprint over borders. I give a fuck like a quarter with 20 cent. At Hampton with Fred Hampton, relaxing at Happy Campus. The fuck up financial. At Hampton wasn't relaxing, I'm taxing. Fuck them all when I'm chanting. Don't complain, I'm just ranting. Fuck ranking, I'm the best, I'm the champion's chariot. I'm a liar like Carrie, a liar, liar. I'm nerdier than the sheets in the Mary. A cable guy like Larry, Peter Pan of my youth. Fuck the theories, I'm using my toupee to get that bitch T-Pain. Fuck it, I'll future some Nazis. Black Nazis don't copy. We perfect, you sloppy. Hotter than Saki talking. Fucking lame on my jacket. I screwed you like a ratchet. I screwed you like a black teen. Old Judge Hatchet. Angry thrashers and jackers. The drug dealers and crackers. The AP students and slackers. I'm backwards like Jermaine Dupri in 93. Escaping from concentration camps with a fucking girl bored in a ramp that I ordered from CCS with some diamonds as VVS. Like I went to Sierra Leone and a. With some matching pink panties and some lipstick from my granny. Supreme is on my hat like that motherfucker friendly. White red-headed bitch reminded me of Annie. She's dying on like my state of mind, so yeah, she understands. The fucking budget's here. Never disrespect my family. That's for my little brother, sister, cousin, or my... Waste the fucking youth. All you old niggas antiques. We go skate, fuck sluts, and eat donuts from rent. Bitches like Tia Landry, watching Millie and Mandy. Motherfuckers wanna be, ah, but you can't be. Sit the fuck down, all you old niggas stand me, faggot. I guess I gotta be another hand-me-down rapper from Los Angeles area. Anytime I fucking land, fuck two dope boys and all right. Shout out to Ike Track, them motherfuckers can never get mad at me. Guess I gotta do a fucking song with Dom Kennedy. Get these fucking hip-hop bloggers to start feeling. Because I'm 20, compose my own beats lyrically. I'm dope enough to ass rape the dude who made nicotine. Maybe I should find some urges towards some fucking skinny jeans. Follow where your foot says like a motherfucking elephant. Set up beat, make songs about Gucci. Shit, cigarette weed, jerk with the friends was like a motherfucking millet. No, I'm not no fucking hipster, mister. No, I'm not no fucking kid, God, they all my fucking friends. Collaboration is for friends screaming, fuck buddies. Yo, I'm driving in a stolen truck, and I'm probably fucking drunk, wasted as fuck. Can't walk it out, DJ Unk. My nose is filled with coke, and my license is revoked. Who the fuck told me not to smoke? Fuck everybody here. Everybody vanish. I manage. Hop off my dick and make a fucking. Everybody listening can suck my dick in Spanish.
That was Bad, Bad, Not Good with Taylor, the Creator, a collaboration that dates back to 2011. So when I introduced this song, I said it's jazz, but it's not jazz. I think that that was a very good definition of what my interpretation of that song was. So when I introduced the whole set today, I said that jazz in general gives me almost like a stimulus overload. I don't know where to look. I don't know where to sit. I don't know what to feel because there's so many things going on at the same time. It's overstimulating to me. And this is an example of the epitome of that. That was a lot. Interesting, violent, but a lot. With this background music, jazz vibe combined with this really, really violent rap. I have to say kudos to Bad Bad Not Good and Tyler the Creator, because it is the most eclectic kind of collaboration that I've heard, I think, ever in my life. I don't know if I can say I love it, but I certainly can appreciate the collaborative content. The next song on the list is not jazz at all, and I don't even know why I brought him up, but I think that I've fallen in love with this guy. He's not jazzy at all. He's more folky. This is Ron Sexsmith, and I think because my parents live in a town called Sexsmith, he's on the list. This is a song called Strawberry Blonde, and it dates back to quite a long time, so let's sit and enjoy it. Strawberry Blonde by Ron Sexsmith, very different vibe from the whole day, but it's almost like a palate cleanser, because the last song on our list, which is the next one after this, is by Matrix, who is the daughter of this first music that we listened to by Paul Haynes.
She was not the girl next door, but the girl from round the corner. Sat the tail end of grade four when she came to school one morning. And all eyes were upon her as she took her seat. Her name was Amanda, with pretty eyes. Hair blonde, strawberry blonde. Springtime and dandelions and summer around the corner. Sat the tail end of age nine with a million dreams before her. She lived with a mother. If there was trouble at home, she kept it to herself for summer long. The strawberry blonde. And by her face, there was no way to tell. It seemed like all was well. Come on, Samantha, girl, this is once I stopped and they were gone. Two strawberry blondes.
That was a folky, not so jazzy at all song by Ron Sexsmith. Now, a little bit about Ron Sexsmith. He is a, I don't know how to describe him. He is an interesting dude. Musical influences stem from Elton John, Ray Davis, John Prine, Gordon Lightfoot, Leonard Cohen, Paul McCartney. So you're looking at North America, Canada, the United States, and the UK. And they're not the same kind of musical influences like Leonard Cohen. He's very folky. Paul McCartney is very, you know, 1950s to 70s rock. And then some, and he's, but I just fell on this video and I just loved it. So it's from his, 1997 album, Other Songs, and all of his music has the same kind of vibe, and the visuals also in his videos have the same kind of like, look. He's got this really interesting baby face and very, very, very deep lyrics in his music and very acoustic-y sound. I just think he's fantastic. So I'm falling in love, similar to my affection of Hadyo Hadyo. I think that we're going to hear a lot of Ron Sexsmith in the next coming weeks. On that note, as I am closing, I'm ready, getting ready to close this set. I'm going to remind you of the beginning when I said that I had a cold, and it's important when it's in periods of change to not be so against it, because we're making a full loop here. We started with Paul Haynes and his very avant-garde view of what is jazz and his idea. And when you root in your life and when you plant those seeds like he did and you let your leaves fall on your kids, you come up with Emily Haynes and the Matrix. This is Just Once from their most recent album, Formentera 2 from 2023. And Matrix is not jazz. Like she said at the beginning when I was talking about a quote that she had when she was being interviewed, she is almost the exact opposite of what she was born to be. And yet, from the roots of jazz, we end up with Matrix. This is The Doctor Has Left the House. I bid you a fantastic day and wonderful weekend. Be good, be kind, and love yourself. On Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor.
Seems like the time. Now
appears. What once were days will feel like thousands of years. But who's to say it isn't better this way? Look at me, now I'm free, you'll survive.